I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Happy opening day 2014, and thanks for tuning in. On the way on this Monday afternoon, Playhouse in the Park is presenting the world premiere of the play A Delicate Ship by Anna Ziegler, a conversation with the playwright about the trials and tribulations of presenting a world premiere. Plus, Kat Duff, award-winning author of The Alchemy of Illness, will be along to talk about her new book, The Secret Life of Sleep: Why We Sleep, How We Sleep, and Why We Seem to Not Get Enough Sleep. You'll hear about that in about 20 minutes. To begin with, National Storytime Day. Cincinnati bookstores and libraries are partnering for a one-of-a-kind challenge to celebrate a one-of-a-kind picture book. Joining me in the studio is Michael Link, the publisher relations and events manager at Joseph Beth Booksellers. And on the phone with me is Mac Barnett, author of the book President Taft is Stuck in the Bath. She was supposed to join us, Kate Lawrence from the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County, but the opening day parade has waylaid her. So I'm glad you fought your way through, Michael. Thank you and welcome to Cincinnati Edition. And Mac on the phone, thank you for being here today, too.
Oh, thanks for having us. It's a thrill.
Yeah, it's great, and thanks for bringing me back in.
Well, always glad to have you, Michael. You guys do some great stuff at Joseph Beth Booksellers, and it's always good, especially when it comes to reading, to know that our young people are getting a head start here. And I want to start by asking you about this partnership between the libraries and the bookstores and how it all came about, because this is something surrounding a celebration surrounding Mac Barnett's book, President Taft is Stuck in the Bath. And it's not only the libraries, but Joseph Beth Booksellers and
the Blue Manatee and the Bookshelf in Madeira as well.
And also not just the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County.
Yeah, Kent County. And also the Cincinnati Museum Center.
So how did this all come about? Where did this collaboration grow?
Well, I don't know if too many people know this, but the kind of cultural leaders in Cincinnati, we have a big underground meeting every night that takes place in the abandoned sewers.
It's in the subway tunnel.
The
come
subway
on,
tunnel.
Up,
so,
yes.
Okay, fair enough. I just didn't want people sneaking in. It started really a couple years ago. We all of us work together on various projects. We certainly see each other at events and community functions, at Books by the Banks, and on the same page. So when Mac, we have, Cincinnati has a long history with Mac, and it started as most probably, bookseller or reader relationships with authors start by reading his stuff, and we're all fans of it. So over the years, he's come a number of times. He started at Books by the Banks. He came out for his last picture book, Count the Monkeys. And he's been very helpful. One of the other partners that I neglected to mention is Wordplay Cincinnati and Northside.
Mm-hmm.
And Mac has been very supportive of that and was the first member of Wordplay's advisory council. So he's obviously spent a lot of his time and effort supporting the various literary organizations here in the Queen City. And when we found out, about a year and a half ago maybe, that after Count the Monkeys, his next picture book was going to be called President Taft is Stuck in the Bath, we started to have informal conversations followed by formal conversations to put something together that would showcase the people who really do support and sell and read and love picture books in Cincinnati.
And quite a business here in Cincinnati. I mean, you can whip off a long list of names, Lauren Long and Will Hillenbrand and so forth and so on. And I wanted to ask you, Mac, was it one of your trips to Cincinnati that inspired President Taft is Stuck in the Bath?
Well, I had known this story about President Taft since the time I was really little, it's the story you always hear about the poor guy. He had a number of other accomplishments as president, but the fact book is always like he got stuck in his bathtub. This has kind of been brewing for a long time, but I was really excited the last time I was in Cincinnati. We kind of went to some Taft sites I really, like Michael said, I love coming to town. I feel really connected with Cincinnati. I really love it as a town. So it was exciting when this book kind of dovetailed with Cincinnati's history in that way.
That's Mac Barnett, the author of President Taft is Stuck in the Bath, the new children's picture book. Mac is part of an effort for National Storytime Day here in Cincinnati, a celebration with bookstores and libraries partnering for a challenge to young readers. Also joining me here is Michael Link, the publisher, relations, and events manager at Joseph F. Booksellers. You can join us at 513-419-7100. And Michael, so you have this big conglomeration of folks in the literary and cultural underground here in Cincinnati, and you're putting together the celebration of National Storytime Day. So what was the goal when you all came together and decided to rally around Mac's book, President Taft is Stuck in the Bath?
Well, I mean, it was basically for a couple of reasons. One, as I mentioned, to showcase picture books. You know, we do have On the Same Page and a number of other literary initiatives in Cincinnati, but nothing that is specifically picture book oriented. And as you said, you know, C.F. Payne, Lauren Long, Will Hillenbrand, Christina Wall, you can just keep going with the people who write, illustrate, and support picture books in Cincinnati. So we decided what we would do is, you know, we would take this opportunity to set a goal around it, make it a contest, have some fun with it, and see if we couldn't get 500 kids to read this book. Or purchase it. We have sort of a metric for it. If kids attend story time, that counts. If they buy the book, that counts. If they check it out from their library, that counts. And we decided, you know, 500 sounded like a meaty goal. When I found out, you know, a couple of weeks ago how many already holds were on it before it came out at the library, how many we sold the first day we had it. We sold out twice in the first week.
Wow.
So now I'm thinking, you know, hopefully we don't get to 500 this week. You know, we actually, it takes a little bit of time. Otherwise, it's going to be like, well, now it's 1,000. Now it's 1,500. But the goal, for those of you who don't know, is if we get to 500 reads, Mac has agreed to come to Cincinnati on May 17th, National Indie's First Storytime Day, and do a couple of public readings, one at the Cincinnati Public Library main branch and one at the Kenton County main branch as well. So everyone's excited about it. All the individual stores have been working really hard about it. What's that?
This is exciting for me, too. I'm glad we're already that far along, because otherwise, on May 17th, this is just my exhortation to the people of Cincinnati. My only alternative will just be sitting in front of my computer in a nightshirt watching YouTube all day and crying. So, please.
Or Wednesday, as he calls it. But, yeah, and so we're excited. We're very excited. Hopefully, this is something that, now that we've put this together, next year we'll do a different book, and have, you know, as much fun. The goal really is to have as many kids reading as possible, and hopefully they have as much fun with it as we've had putting it together. And each of the partners will have, or do have already up, Candlewick Press, the Mac's publisher for this book, has partnered very, very closely with us, and they came Friday, these big foam core mounted posters with President Taft in the bath, and there's lines along it, and we'll be coloring the water as it raises to 500 on the poster, and people can follow along at home on facebook.com/helppresidenttaft.
Okay.
So
we'll have that on our website, wvxu.org, for those of you driving and unable to write that down. And I wanted to turn to you, to Mac, to talk about the book, President Taft is Stuck in the Bath. Yes, we heard the story. How much of your book is actually historically accurate? Number one, did his entire cabinet come and try to help him get out?
Historical accuracy has never been my specialty. I, you know, I, But when I have the idea of having eight people in the White House bathroom versus historical accuracy, I will go for as many people in the bathroom as possible. But I actually did a lot of research into Taft in the Bath episode, and it's one of those things that just dissolves the second you look at it closely. I have an author's note in the back which I got to tell you, I think I discovered an exciting, and there could be a fourth bathtub that he had commissioned for himself. He had all these large custom tubs commissioned, and I was in deep, kind of tracking. Like, I was actually looking at bills of lading to see where giant bathtubs were going, and there are faint hints of the presence of a fourth custom bathtub, which is very exciting to me. But I tell you, when you call somebody and tell them about your discovery, they are not interested, and they think that you're crazy, you know? But, yeah, it's one of those sad things of history. I mean, he did have some unfortunate run-ins with bathtubs. He once overflowed a bathtub in a hotel, and those displaced water leaked down onto the heads of the diners below. That's documented as a fact. He also took a lot of flack in the press for his custom bathtubs. But whether or not he actually got stuck in a bathtub, there's really no proof. And like a lot of things in history, the closer you look at it, the harder it gets to determine what actually happened. And I was surprised by that, given how many times it's delivered in books with facts in big letters on the title.
That's right. Well, you write in the author's note, you talk about how when Taft took office, he had the White House bathtub removed and replaced with a tub that was 7 feet long and 3.5 feet wide. And that he maybe had another one that he commissioned that was 8 feet by 4 feet. That's a nice bathtub right there.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful bathtub. There was a newspaper that said not since the days of Cleopatra has bathed in the milk of female donkeys as a head of state bathed so luxuriously.
Well, I wanted to ask you, you've done a number of books with illustrator Kevin Cornell, like Count the Monkeys that Michael mentioned earlier, but is this the first one that you did with illustrator Chris Van Dusen?
It is, yeah. I love Chris's work. I've always loved his stuff, but this is the first one, and he's great at drawing flesh, Chris, particularly. And there's a lot of flesh in this book, you know, and it's kind of his specialty. He's beautiful with it.
Well, we are talking about President Taft is Stuck in the Bath by Mac Barnett, illustrated by Chris Van Dusen. It's a new children's picture book that is the center of a collaborative effort among libraries and bookstores here in Cincinnati to celebrate National Storytime Day. You can join the conversation, 513-419-7100. Christine in Madeira, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Hi, I'm thrilled to be joining you. This is the first I've heard of this book. It sounds fantastic. And I run a studio in Madeira called Creativities, and we have tons of kids coming from all over the region, and I'm wondering if we can lend our support. This is a fantastic event, and I'd love to know how to get involved.
Michael, I guess you're kind of the ringmaster of this celebration. Is there a possibility for these folks
to put that on me?
Oh, okay. Kate Lawrence is in charge of everything, and she'll know, but she couldn't be here today. But how can people be involved either with their kids or, like Christine, in other ways?
Christine, the best way is to reach out to us through the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/helppresidenttaft. On it, you'll find a number of completely unlicensed pictures from Mac's book that we have are liberally using. But you can contact us there. We would love to add you to the list of partners for this. And the more, the merrier. If more people read this book and fall in love with reading, Mac in particular, but you know, there's a lot of other people out there. Mac has some tremendous books that are incredibly interactive, incredibly smart, and your kids will probably get hooked on them just like a number of our adult staff people have. And And if your kids love the color beige or sort of a fleshy pink, this is the book for them. Apparently, there was a shortage of paint, I hear, when Chris was done with it and those colors. So,
you didn't get our Rockwellian influence, did you?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you for your call, Christine. And we'll have that link to that Facebook page on our website, wvxu.org.
Okay.
So, National Storytime Day, this is the very first National Annual Storytime Day. Talk about that, Michael.
Yeah, we actually had, it's dovetailed perfectly. We had this plan. We had already talked to Mac and made sure that he was interested and available in doing this. And we had our plans fairly far along when Kate DiCamillo, the new Library of Congress ambassador to children's literature, when she announced the Indy's first National Storytime Day. And Indy's first started as a way to sort of, combat the Black Friday, Cyber Monday kind of crowds. Author Sherman Alexie put that together and encouraged authors to go to their favorite independent bookstore and essentially become a bookseller for a day, hand sell books. A number of my colleagues across the country participated. It was wildly successful. And Kate decided that, she would use her new platform as the ambassador to launch this initiative, encouraging authors to come together around story times, around picture books as well. So we were thrilled to put the two together and to use this, contest, this opportunity that we've been so excited about to help promote that in our communities. So,
I love it, too, like that, hitting with picture books. I mean, the picture book is one of my favorite art forms. And I think, it's too often overlooked and neglected as a kind of, it's got a really special place. There's so many great picture books, and it's so often a social experience, too. Picture books are something that are shared very often, adults reading to a kid or groups of kids, And I love the way the National Storytime Day really hits on that too, the social nature of picture books. Books are something that really bring us together. And then with just this month of tapped events, it's like that kind of community experience writ large. It's really exciting.
Well, I only have about a minute left with you, and I want to ask Mac, how was it jumping from Count the Monkeys to President William Howard Taft? That seems like a scary leap of faith that you took there.
By doing way more research than was probably necessary for this book, kind of fall in love with Taft. I love the guy, and I'm excited. There's so many staid picture books about presidents and George Washington and Abraham Lincoln looking so dignified and serious on the cover of books. I think Taft would be pleased to be sitting next to them on a table, a little bit alarmed to be stuck in his bathtub.
Indeed. Well, thank you for your time, Mac. Greatly appreciated.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me. It was so fun.
That's Mac Barnett, the author of the new children's picture book, President Taft is Stuck in the Bath, illustrated by Chris Van Dusen, available where books are sold and in your public library. Thanks also to Michael Link, the publisher relations and events manager at Joseph Beth Booksellers. Thank you for being here and telling us about National Storytime Day, Michael.
Thank you, Mark.
Coming up in just a moment, you'll hear more about The Secret Life of Sleep. And still to come, playwright Anna Ziegler discussing the world premiere of her play, A Delicate Ship. Listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.